Tip number two, forget other people's dreams of great wealth. When you follow someone else's dreams, you risk losing sight of what you love. And the most blinding dream is the dream of wealth. Someone said to me, I focused on becoming wealthy for so long that I have no idea what I really want. Too many people fall for the glitter of wealth without realizing they may not need a huge amount of money at all. Focusing on wealth can eat up all your time and all your creative energy as well. The truth is, deep down, not everyone really wants $1 million. The fantasy of wealth is just a shiny piece of magic that promises we can have any dream at all. In our culture, and most cultures, money is highly valued, and few people will belittle or criticize you for going after it. But dreams are as individual as people, and they're not easy for other people to understand. That's why we often get pushed to choose what they value. When you're the culprit, when the only one pushing you toward dreams of your family or friends or culture is you, stop and think for a moment. Maybe you're just dodging the complex and scary issues of discovering who you really are and what you'd really love to do with your life. The price for going after other people's dreams is high. In the rush for success and security, our real dreams get lost. That's like losing your compass in the wilderness, because you see, dreams aren't silly, childish things. We don't invent our dreams. We don't even choose them. They're urgent telegrams sent by our biology and our personal history. Simply put, an eagle locked in a cage dreams of flying and nothing else. If you ignore your dream for too long, you'll start to feel despair, and no amount of wealth will cure that.